This is NPR.
Thank you. A big earthquake hit southwest China today. The quake was 7.8 magnitude. Thousands are dead and many more injured or missing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Beijing.
The quake hit at around 2:30 local time, and its epicenter was in Wenchuan County, 57 miles northwest of Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan Province. Buildings shook as far south as Bangkok, Thailand, and Hanoi in Vietnam. In Beijing, some office workers poured out of their buildings and into the streets in response to the tremor. Authorities in Shanghai ordered an evacuation of the Jinmao Tower and other high-rise buildings in the city's financial district.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Beijing. When the quake hit, NPR's Melissa Block was working on another story in Chengdu. That's about 60 miles from the epicenter, and she felt it.
We started hearing a deep rumble and the rattling of glass in the windows, and the people we were with got an alarmed look on their face, ran out into the street. We followed them, and everyone from the buildings around quickly poured out.
NPR's Melissa Block in Chengdu. The government in South Korea has killed all poultry in Seoul following a bird flu outbreak. They needed to get tough after the second outbreak in just a week. The virus is still hard for people to catch, but scientists worry it could mutate, making it easier for people to spread it. The first U.S. cyclone relief plane landed in Myanmar today. The military government in the nation previously known as Burma considers the U.S. an enemy, so its borders mostly closed to Western aid. NPR's Duwahali Saikautau is at a Thai airbase where relief planes load up.
American soldiers helped load a C-130 cargo plane, one of the military's smaller aircraft, with relief aid, mosquito nets, bottles of water, and blankets. A spokesman for the U.S. Air Force said he hopes this flight will lead to the Burmese government allowing them to do more. A USAID sticker and an American flag was seen plastered on the side of one of the bags headed for cyclone victims. Two more flights are planned for tomorrow.
NPR's Duwahali Saikautau reporting from Thailand. Wildfires are heating up central Florida. The roads are closed and residents are on the run. The inferno is in Brevard and Volusia counties. Part of Interstate 95 is closed, and the fires have forced hundreds to evacuate.
Hey, what are you doing?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
From Speed Racer, which lost the race, got lapped, broke down, you can use whatever auto racing cliche you like to say Speed Racer had a rough opening weekend. It finished second with $20.2 million at the box office. Iron Man beat it with $50.5 million. Speed Racer cost $120 million to make, so it stands to lose a bundle. What Happens in Vegas, a Cameron Diaz, Ashton Kutcher comedy, made $20 million. That is your news for now. Don't forget, it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.